Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is all within 15 minutes, so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is, oh, now you want to look both ways. You almost got yourself hit. Oh, now you want to look both ways. And our scripture comes from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 17 through 19. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, contact me, and all that you need from my ministry website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. You can also call in live by dialing 323-870-4180. Finally, today is Triple Threat Tuesday, so you're getting motivated this morning, and then you will be able to get educated and get heard tonight on my law office's You Be the Jury show. I'll talk more about that at the end of the broadcast, but my son will be hosting that show tonight, so hopefully you'll call in and support him. It's going to be off the chain. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 17 through 19, and I am reading from the KJV. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Oh, now you want to look both ways. You almost got yourself hit. Have you ever been driving and almost hit somebody who just stepped out into traffic because they were not paying attention? They were jaywalking, or they were crossing when their crosswalk sign wasn't lit for them to cross. Maybe they were texting or they're talking on the phone, and sometimes they even just step right out in front of you and look at you like you're the one at fault, like they dare you to hit them. And before you know it, you slam on brakes and you yell out, "You almost got yourself hit." Then they look up at you with this surprised, deer in the headlights look on their face, bewildered, as if somehow you are the person who is accountable for them being out in the middle of the crosswalk with no safety around them instead of taking their own accountability for their actions. This is what we saw this morning in the scripture that I read for you from Luke. This is the story of the prodigal son. The rich man had two sons. Then one was older, one was younger. And the younger came to his father and said, "Look, I want to go live my best
kind of years now. I want you to go ahead and give to me my portion of my inheritance. I do not want to wait until you die. I don't want probate. I don't want any of that. Give me mine now and let me go out and live my life. So the father agreed, and he gave the inheritance to the younger son. Well, the younger son goes out, and he spends all of his wealth with riotous living. He parties. He gives money to his friends. Oh, he's just living it up until one day he finds himself broke. And that's where we came to in our scripture today, where he's out there. He's now hired himself out as a servant, and he's feeding the pigs or the swine. And he's so hungry that he begins to desire to eat the pig slop. That's how hungry he is. So finally, he comes to himself and he says, oh, I need to go back to my daddy. I need to see if my daddy will take me back, because even the servants at my daddy's place live better than the way I am living right now. But the point is that, first of all, he put himself out there. He had something good. He was in a great situation. But instead of staying in the great situation where he was, he thought the grass was greener on the other side. He thought he knew more than everyone else. He thought he could make his own living, despite the fact that he was having to use someone else's money, someone else's blessing, someone else's hard-earned living to go out there. And so he put himself right in the middle of the crosswalk of life. This is what happens to a lot of us today when we decide that we're going to jump out of the place of safety or the place of goodness or the place of greatness that God has established for us to go out on our own, usually because we are prideful, we are haughty, we are stubborn and high-minded. Proverbs, when we go to Proverbs 16 and 18, it tells us that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So we will see, for example, people who are in good marriages, or even great marriages. And they will decide that, oh, I don't want to be in this marriage anymore, so I'm going to just leave. I'm going to just divorce. Now, I'm not talking about situations of abuse. That's never a safe place. I'm talking about, oh, we just want to leave. For those of you who have heard my testimony, you know I'm divorced, and you know I was one of them. I'm going to jump out here and just go. Then we get ourselves right there in the middle of the crosswalk and realize that everything that we thought was better, it wasn't better. We had the good thing at home. Some of you listening, you're probably cheating on your spouses, and how, or you have cheated. And how many times do we hear you blame the spouse? Well, if she would lose some weight, well, if she would fix up better, well, if she would get the body back that she had when I married her 20 years ago, before I'm sorry, we just had some kind of technical outage there. 20 years ago, before she had your four children, or you're looking at your husband. Well, he doesn't look as good as the guys at work. Now he got a little pot belly. Those men at work, they're sharp. They speak well. They drive the nicest cars. See, this is what happens to people who put themselves out in that crosswalk. They get out there because they felt that what they had, the place they were, was not good enough, like the prodigal son. But then they get out there having to exist within the mess they made. And then now they want to look both ways. Now they want to look up and think, maybe I need to go back home. Now they want to reflect on the virtues of what they had. This is also true of some ministers. You're in the church, you're being used at your church, but you want to speak more. So you decide, I'm going to go out and start a new church. Now, God didn't tell you to be a pastor, or at least at this point. So you jump yourself out into that spiritual crosswalk of being a pastor. Then you have to find out that it's more than getting up and preaching on Sundays. You got to open the church. You got to clean the church. You got to be able to support the church. You might not have but two or three members. Sometimes you got to be the pastor, the Sunday school teacher, the organist, the choir leader. You got to do it all. You got to cut the grass. See, you just wanted the glory. You just wanted the fame and fortune. Then you get yourself out in that crosswalk, and you realize, wait a minute, this wasn't all that I thought it was going to be. I thought that grass was greener on the other side, but I see it's really astroturf. But to look both ways, this is also for our families. Sometimes we have disobedient children. They don't want to hear what we have to say. They always believe they know more than the parents. They jump out there. They do things that we tell them not to do. They won't listen. They will make their own way. Here you are, here I am, here we are, providing them with a home, paying their bills, giving them food. Everything that they need is on the side of the street where they are. But they don't listen, and they jump out in the middle of the crosswalk. And then here comes that car. Oh, my God, I'm homeless. Here comes another car. Oh, my God, it's the police. I'm arrested. Here comes another car. I'm broke. I don't have any money. Here comes another car. I don't have any friends. Here comes another car. The girlfriend or the boyfriend left me. Now you want to look both ways and look back to where you came. Oh, when I was at home with mom and dad. Oh, they took good care of me. So then we get to this point, and we got to wrap it up, where the prodigal son finally comes to himself. That's when all of a sudden he looked up and said, oh, I need to look both ways. I need to go back home and see if my daddy will take me back. Now, the great thing about our spiritual father is that he will take us back. When we have found ourselves in sin, if we are willing to repent and ask forgiveness, God is like the father in the parable. When he saw his son coming afar off, he said, oh, look at my son home. Kill the fatted calf or the best calf that I have. Put a robe on him. Put a ring on him. My son, who once was lost, he is now returned home. I don't care what you did, son. I don't need to hear about the story. You don't have to tell me about all of the issues. You don't have to crawl home. You don't have to cry home. Just come home. I understand that now you decided to look both ways. But I want to tell you that this is not also about a spiritual blessing. If you find yourself right now in the middle of the road, almost about to get yourself hit, because maybe you're about to leave your spouse, or you've already separated, but you're not divorced, or maybe you're a kid trying to run away or leave home. Maybe you're about to quit your job just because you're mad at the coworkers, but you have no other way to sustain yourself financially. Maybe you're about to jump out and start your own church when God didn't tell you to do that just because you're mad at your current pastor. Whatever the situation may be in your life right now, maybe you're addicted. Maybe you're in an abusive relationship. Maybe you are broke, destitute, busted, busted. Whatever the situation is, this is the time to come to yourself. Take accountability for putting yourself in the crosswalk so that you can go back and make amends wherever you need to get yourself back to a safe place. Not only does God want the best for you in the afterlife, but God desires the best for you in this life, at this time, in this moment. moment, henceforth and forevermore, if you will come into yourself. God has more than enough exceeding abundantly waiting for you. Our time has run, so let's go into prayer. I felt that thing for myself this morning. Dear Lord, we praise you in the name of Jesus. Father, we honor you this morning. We thank you, Lord, because you are such a loving God, a merciful God, a gracious God, a forgiving God, a redeeming God. There is nowhere we can go. There's nothing we could have done. There is nothing so bad, nothing so horrible that you are not standing there waiting, saying, come on home, son. Come on home, daughter. I got my fatted calf, the robe, the ring. I'm waiting for you to come home. We thank you for being that kind of God. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask you to create in us a clean heart. We ask you to renew a right spirit within us. We ask you, Lord, to help us to not operate in a spirit of pride, stubbornness, being haughty and high-minded, but help us to be those who are humble, those who understand, Lord, that we don't want to put ourselves out in the middle of the crosswalk anymore. Hallelujah. Don't look both ways before we step out. Count up the cost. This doesn't mean we don't step out on faith. It doesn't mean we don't take risks, but we count up the cost so we don't get ourselves hit anymore. Bless everyone on this broadcast, everyone who will listen later. I come in agreement for everything that they've laid before you today. And Father, if we need to make amends, give us the spirit, the kind of humility to be able to get things right. In Jesus' name, we count it done. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Stay in the spirit while I give you the announcement. Then our task for today, and we got to end it. But I want you to just praise the Lord wherever you are. Begin to thank God right now and just speak out loud today. I take accountability for my own actions today. I take accountability for my own actions, and I will make amends wherever possible. Praise the Lord. Our announcements, this broadcast will be posted on my fieldfire.com website after 8 a.m. Eastern. Please share this with someone. They can access it from their desktop, cell phone, wherever. They just need to go to fieldfire.com. Tonight, my law office, You Be the Jury show, it's the hottest 30 minutes in talk radio. We will be discussing, did James Comey deserve to be fired? On You Be the Jury, you actually get to speak on the broadcast. So we have people that call in nationwide, and they're the jurors, and they deliberate in form of verdict on air. You can get all the information, the call-in number. You can tune in online from my law office website. That is callrossiwilliams.com, callrossiwilliams.com. Just go to the homepage, and everything you need, the instructions will be there. So set your alarm to call in tonight at 6:30. Now, our topic for this morning. Now, you want to look both ways. I almost got yourself hit. Our task for today is for you to take accountability for your own actions, your own place in life, for wherever you are right now. If you're happy about it, if you're sad about it, do not blame anyone else anymore. Take accountability so that you can empower yourself to fix it. Take accountability. I'll see you tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on You Be the Jury. Then in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on our morning motivation broadcast. Now you want to look both ways. I'm going to get you. The camera's in here.